Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Picasso, with Wednesday Night Love Fantasies. Now, we're going to have an interesting night tonight, so, you know, callers, I want y'all to call in, light up those switchboards. We're going to be doing something real special for y'all tonight. Ladies, also, we want y'all to also light up switchboards with our main topic question for tonight. Now, that song, No Dough, was by yours truly, Picasso, from the committee, who just happens to be your host. And right now, we're about to jump into to another song by Keith Sweat. It's All About You.
It's all about you.
your back. It's your time, girl, to be pampered. The oil's on that bed, and it's warmed up for you. Girl, tonight, I'm gonna cater to you. Nobody else but you.
See, tonight we're going to do something a little different for y'all for Wednesday night. Basically, this is a love fantasy night. Name of the show is Love Fantasies. I want you to call us a call in. Let me know, what is your love fantasy? What actually is your love fantasy? I need those boards lighting up. I need y'all calling in. I need both sides to let me know. Exactly. If you are with somebody, what would you like them to do as a love fantasy for you? And as we go into the next song, here's that song, Hear That Sound, by Chris Barbosa.
My girl, my queen, oh, wow.
I guess we're back. Now, this is your host, Picasso, and tonight's main topic is love fantasies. That was Chris Barbosa. We'll hear that sound. Now, I want you callers to call in, like I said, let me know, what is your love fantasy? And it looks like the switchboards are lighting up, so I need one of these callers to let me know, what is your love fantasy? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Once again, what is your love fantasy? That's what is tonight's question. That is the topic. I see these lines lighting up. We just want to know, what is your love fantasy? Well, let me give a little intake on mine. My love fantasy would be a nice tropical beach. Something with a nice dinner, nice little Marlowe, soft music, candlelight. We want to know, what's your love fantasy, ladies and guys? Because we want y'all both tuned in on this right now. We want to know, what's your love fantasy? Can I get a call on the line?
Hello?
Hey, caller, are you there? How you doing?
Yes, I'm here. I'm all right.
This is your boy, Picasso. What's your love fantasy, bro? If you don't mind me asking.
My love fantasy is to have sex in the pouring rain on the top of the hood of a car while it's running.
Wow, brother, you mean to tell me? Yeah, you know, you just went there with that one. We had to explore that. Hold on. You said, and callers, I want y'all to listen to this. My man right here just said, in the rain, on top of a car, while it's running. Did I get that right, bro?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
You know, the hood won't burn up back because the rain will be falling on it. You know what I'm saying? So, if that ain't a love fantasy, I don't know what is.
Well, hold up. You still out of cars running. Let me ask you a quick question, because I'm pretty sure I got a lot of callers wanting to know. And you don't mean while the car is driving, do you?
No, not while the car is driving. While the car is turned on and running. You know, when it runs, you know, shakes a little bit. You know what I mean? Now on
got
top of the hood. Be on top of the hood. Boom. You know what I'm saying? The rain is coming down. You know, getting our freak on.
No, that's right, brother. Listen, now you see, I want y'all to hear this, brother, right here. My man said, in the rain while the car's running, getting your freak on. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Have you actually fulfilled any of your love fantasies? I know that's one of them. But have you ever fulfilled any of them, any other ones than that one?
Yeah, I am, but we go.
You want to get into all that?
You know, yeah, man, one or two, you know. But that one is the main one that I need to fulfill right now.
I know that's right.
The other one's way back. I don't know who's listening right now.
Wow, okay. And who match am I speaking to, Colin?
This is Sean.
Big Sean, big ups to you, bro. Big ups to you. All right, now listen, people, I want y'all to be giving me those calls. I want to hear what's your love fantasy. I need to hear what your love fantasy is. Whether it's yours, your girlfriend's, your boyfriend's, I need y'all to call in and let me know exactly what would be your love fantasy. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into the next song, which is Birthday Suite by Pleasure P. CQ Radio.
Every moment I'm with you, I
All right. That was Pleasure P with Birthday Suit. And coming to the line, I have Miss Selena. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really doing very much good today. Good today. Now, what's your love fantasy?
My love fantasy would probably have to be, and it has been for a while, to have a nice candlelight dinner rooftop. I don't know what kind of rooftop, maybe like a skyscraper in Manhattan or something like that, with a nice jacuzzi. I don't know if that's even possible, a rooftop jacuzzi, but that's why it's called a fantasy,
right?
I don't
know. Nowadays, you know, they make portable ones, so you never know.
Okay. Okay. Well, yes, that and to probably make love rooftop in the jacuzzi with maybe a, well, I don't, I guess the jazz band could leave before we do what we got to do, but it would have to include, like, some kind of music or a band or something like that.
Okay. So you want the nice little, the nice setup, like when the sun's going down and you see the nightline sky and you want the nice soft music playing in the background with the jacuzzi.
Yeah, it has to be rooftop, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can't forget the rooftop now. It got to be the rooftop. Okay. Anything in particular that you would really want to enhance the mood with?
I would probably say some fruit, maybe a little whipped cream. Yeah.
Hear that, fellas? I want y'all to hear that out there. There's women out there with these love fantasies that need to be fulfilled out there. Y'all need to step down. Game up, brothers. So, Miss Selena, all right. That's definitely, we thank you for calling in, letting us know what's your love fantasy. And y'all out there, we want y'all to know that we are looking to hear from you tonight. Because in a few minutes, the conversation will be switching. So I'm going to let you know, by 8:30, the conversation will be switching. So now, we have the next song. It's Storm Run by Trey Songz, GQ Radio.
Songs. The songs are great. Sofa, relaxing, I'm so glad the week is over. I got my remote, good sucker that green, I'm a lane of smoke. Going through myself, the number of chick that I met last week, and nobody ain't no joke. She picked up on the first ring.
Put the kids all on the call me, recognize the name and number from the
caller. She said her roommate is gone, she all alone. Let me get your street address, let me get dressed and hung up the phone, and it's on.
She wanted it, I wanted to, but I'm unprepared.
And we came so close to going raw dog from both sides. And she said, I ain't ready to have no babies. Jumped up, put my clothes back on. I was just about to get the storm. Had to make a storm run. Back a three up at the counter. Be back in less than half an hour. I need protection and a mouth. Wait for me. Keep it warm. I had to make a storm run. Switching lanes and I'm flying and I'm trying to get back to her before she changes her mind. Cause if I take too long, she might put her clothes back on. Henny in my system, she tipsy on that Grey Goose. It's obvious what she's trying to get into. Top hug and a curse, got a nigga like me, a loss for words. I know she could tell that I'm with it, wanna get it while it's H.O.T. She could tell when I'm close to her. She keeps looking her lips, she touching and she grabbing. Oh, I'ma throw her the phone, I'ma give it to her all night long. I want it bad, oh so bad, but I know that it's wrong. Here we go.
She wanted it, I wanted to, unprepared.
Yeah.
And we came so close to going road off.
Now we both got scared and she said, I ain't ready to have no babies. Jumped up, put my clothes back on. I was just about to get some, had to make a storm run.
Back and three up at the Magnum. Back in less than half an hour. I need protection and I'm out. Wait for me, keep it warm. I had to make a storm run.
Pack a three up at the counter. Be
GQ Palette with your host Picasso, and tonight is Love Fantasies. I have T on the line. T, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, T, what's going on? How are you tonight?
I'm good.
All right, Miss T, what is your love fantasy?
What happened? What'd you say?
What is
my fantasy?
Yeah.
To just get buck wild up under a waterfall.
Ooh, wow. Any place in particular?
Niagara Falls. You gotta have a place
where you got this going down.
I said Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls would be, yeah.
Oh, so you just want it all wet, huh?
Why not?
I want to go all the way in. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now, Miss T, let me ask you a question. You have anybody special in your life?
What? What's that?
Does anybody special in your life?
No, sweetie. No, no.
Oh. Well, do you mind if I just take this by the hand real quick for you?
Oh, sure.
Callers, what I need y'all to do right now, now, Miss T, she got a fantasy underneath the Niagara Falls, and brothers, you can't get no better than that when it's wet now. So I need y'all to call in and give her some feedback on her love fantasy. Now, Miss T, now I understand that you said that you know the Niagara Falls. Any other love fantasy that you may have?
Yeah, you know, if I could have it my way, I would like that Ford to be in my home, really.
Be
in a big palace. You know, seriously, with a waterfall just over to the side or wherever, or like a big pool. Just, I don't know. I'm into that water thing. I love water.
Wow. Okay. Anything slippery and wet, huh?
Yeah. There you go. I mean,
I
not that I need it like that, but you know.
Right. Wow. Okay. All right, Miss T, I thank you for calling in. Thank you
no
so
problem.
Much for sharing with us.
Thank
your
you
love
for having me.
Definitely. It's always a pleasure. And don't forget,
okay.
Every Wednesday, we're doing the Love Fantasies with your host, Picasso.
Okay.
So I want you to definitely tune in.
I will.
All right. I'll be waiting to hear from you again.
All right.
Now, you have a good one. At the half, we're going to switch up our topic from love fantasies to what is your fetishes. Now, people, let me explain to you. A fetish could be anything. What are you into? What do you like? We're going to switch it from your love fantasy to your fetish. And right now, we're going to get into the next song for GQ Palace Radio, Turn Out by The Dream. Tune in to GQ Palace Radio with your host, Picasso. Now, for the first half of our show, we have What Was Your Love Fantasy? Now we're going to switch it up, people. This segment of the show is going to get a little bit nasty, a little raunchy, so I need y'all to, like, buckle down with me on this one. What is your fetish? What kind of fetishes you have? Now, this time, I got a male caller on the phone. Mike, what's going on? You on the show with Picasso?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing.
All right, let these people know, what is your fetish?
My fetish is feet. I love feet.
Hold on, Mike, I need you to repeat that. I don't think they heard you.
My fetish is feet. What do you mean feet?
Oh, feet. All right, Big Mike with the feet fetish. Now, what exactly about feet do you like, Mike?
It's like when you get into that moment and you go towards a female's feet and you start putting your tongue in between their toes, of course, after they wash them, not when they just get off the street.
Okay. Hold on, Mike, because you got my lines blowing up behind that one. Wait a minute. So it's not just, you know, it's the look, the feel, the smell. Is that what you're letting the callers know?
It's like the heat of the moment thing, you know?
Okay. Like, now, let me ask you a question. Do they have to be pretty? They could be all right.
They can't have no bunions and no salad, no bunions and onions and all that. Nah, coins. I'm not talking about the salad feet.
All right. They can't look like knuckles.
Nah. Don't look like he was really kicking rocks.
Big Mike, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Like I said, Mike, you got my line blowing up behind the feet fetish. Definitely. Now, hold on. Now, see, I'm going to share with y'all out there one of my fetishes. Ladies, I love whipped cream. I don't care what you do with it. I just love whipped cream. So that would be one of my biggest fetishes when, you know, making a personal, you know, relationship with a woman. You got to bring the whipped cream in the bedroom, ladies. Don't get it twisted. You got to bring the whipped cream in the bedroom. Now, like my man Mike here, all right, listen, hell, I even go with Mike on this one. I might even put some on your toes and lick it off. Just because my man Big Mike got a fetish like that. But that's just me in general. Definitely, you know? Yo, Mike, listen, my man, thank you. Because I really appreciate you sharing your fetish with us. And definitely tune in to GQ Radio every Wednesday with your boy Picasso.
I sure will.
All right, Big Mike. That's definitely for you, Mike, anything, my dude. All right, Mike, I'm going to holler at you later. Now, we have the next song is Amazing Woman by Rez B. Call us, please. Call in. Let me know what's your fetishes. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. Union, baby. We make
union. You know. Red. How can I describe the feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes? When you're gone, I am sick, baby. What would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin. Anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do. Your intentions from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you're standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible. And all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga wanna marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in. Lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart.
Baby, you amazing. me Superman. We go together like ocean water, beach sand. Fuck what he, she saying, we plan on ignoring all the rumors, wish it could've happened sooner. You brighten up my day without your voice in his Luna. The only girl I'd ever consider having my junior. And the daughter be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you, that's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes, for that you my queen. I'm your king to the days end in these days. I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you. I love you, oh baby.
Right, that was Amazing Woman by Rez V. Now, don't forget, people, this is your boy Picasso. You can tune in to me every Wednesday night on GQ Palace Radio. Now, I understand I have a caller on the line. Caller, how you doing? This is Kemp.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ah, doing very, very well. So, Miss Kemp, what is your fetish?
I would have to say my fetish is taking peanut butter, and while I'm performing oral on my man, you could perform oral with peanut butter.
Wow, wait a minute, y'all. Wait, you didn't even get a chance to finish before the phone line started blowing up with that one. Once you said peanut butter, everybody just said, oh, we in that with her. Okay, wait. Now, I have a question to ask you about your fetish. Now, you said you like performing oral sex with your mate using peanut butter. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of my callers want to know, like, doesn't it get stuck in your mouth? Like, how exactly, like, because some people don't, they don't know about that. And I'm not going to front. You got me beat, girlfriend. Listen, I've never heard of that, but it's a first time for everything.
Okay, well, naturally, you know, your mouth is moist, you know, from saliva. And you don't want to take the crunchy peanut butter. It has to be smooth peanut butter. And you just,
okay,
you know, take like a spoonful. And you put it on top, and then you just, you know, lick around it, you know, and then just keep going side to side, and however you would do your normal, you know, oral. And what happens is it helps the man become a lot, like, aroused faster. And the gooey feeling with the wetness tends to make, you know, a lot of noise, and it makes him, you know, have an erection faster.
Wow, now you know what you just did? You just gave all our listeners some helpful tips to spice up their bed. You know that, right?
That's good.
Because you know right now everybody's going in their kitchen to go grab some Jiffy, some Skippy, or something. You know that, right? You definitely know that. They going in the kitchen
good
right now, and you never know. You might got people using jelly, too.
You never know.
That's
you
right.
Know.
That's right.
You never know.
Wow, Miss Kim, you're definitely educating our callers with the peanut butter.
That's
real talk. Definitely educating our callers with the peanut butter. But Miss Kim, I appreciate you sharing your fetish with GQ Palace Radio with our callers, and definitely with your boy Picasso. Make sure you tune in to me every Wednesday night when I be bringing love fantasies to you.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
And thank you for calling in, Miss Kim.
Wow.
Now, y'all listen out there. I mean, it's going to be that's a tough act to follow. The peanut butter and everything else like that, shoot, girlfriend got me open with that. But listen, we're going to keep this moving right along. Call this dude, please call in. It doesn't matter what your fetish is. We want to hear it here at GQ Palace. We're going to get into Making Love in the Club by Usher. GQ Palace.
When a woman wears a pad, she can't always move the way she wants. That's why Stayfree created a brand new Ultra Thin that moves with you. Inspired by athletic wear, only Stayfree has new flexible layers that move with your body, while ThermoControl wicks moisture away. So feel free to move the way you want. Switch to new Stay Free Ultra Thins. Keep moving.
All right, I'm taking it back.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right. What is born is but a baby. Check this out.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things, and you're so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no reputation, educated conversation. And ooh, I'm love making. It's more than sexual. This love, you know, is proper dough. It's oh so, so incredible.
On the real lady, you're like my homie, my shorty.
Don't forget to press one, because you know that is very important. But now, I have a special guest with me in the studio today. This is D-Rav from Silverback Entertainment. So D-Rav, tonight, you know, I call this one and know. No, our topic is, what is your fetish? That's what the callers want to know.
My fetish. Now, let me let you know something right now. Fetish to me, a nice thick woman, you feel me? A voluptuous woman.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a woman that gets it going and keeps you warm, and you know it.
So in other words, you're saying that you like a thick woman.
Yeah, and one that don't be shy to eat either, you dig? Because your boy D-Rap, yeah, I'm on it, my nigga. And I need a woman that be making the nigga go.
Okay, well, I got a quick question to ask you. Now, what about the slim ladies? Like, do you like slim females? Is it only thick women?
Oh, no, nothing against the skinny sister, but come on, like, let's just keep it real. A skinny sister, you're going to have to do what you do to make the nigga go, ooh.
So in other words, you're saying the more the meat, the better they eat. That's what you let them know.
All I gotta say, my nigga, is supermarket.
All right, yo, listen, I'm only down to 7 minutes and 32 seconds. I need y'all to call in. I'm in the studio right now with D-Rap from Silverback Entertainment. This is your boy Picasso. Now let me share a little bit more with y'all, because I think I might have to just take the lid off of this just a little bit. Another one of my fetishes, just to let y'all know, I love baby oil. It's something about a woman with baby oil all over her body. I guess sometimes I feel like Martin. You know when Martin said, look at the water glistening all over your body. Yeah, well, I'm just like Martin. I love to see a woman with baby oil all over. All over. Something that's real nice and shiny, slippery when wet. I forgot we had a caller earlier on that said the same thing about she likes the Niagara Falls, but yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Definitely with you on that. Now, see, me, as far as me, I mean, I also have a few more fetishes, if y'all don't mind me sharing that with you. I mean, I don't mind having a woman who may be slim or thick, as long as she's a beautiful woman, she can carry herself, because that's a big fetish and a big turn-on for me. You got to have brains, ladies. Some guys, you know, they'd be like, well, they want a fat ass, or they want a woman who is, let's say, built a certain way. You can have all that. But without the brain, sometimes, I mean, women, don't get it twisted. Men, we like to be turned on and stimulated by your brain, too. Sometimes having a smart woman is a sexy fetish. Trust me when I tell you. Believe me, you cannot go wrong with that. But in the mix of everything, as you can tell, I mean, we're winding down to the last, you know, 5 minutes of the show. So we'll be doing this every Wednesday on GQ Powers Blog Talk Radio with your boy Picasso. It will be Love Fantasies every Wednesday. You can tune in from 8 to 9. We will have, we also will have, you know, crazy topics just for y'all. Now, hold on. I got Dallas on the line. Dallas, what's going on?
What's up there, Playboy? What's going on, player?
What's good, Playboy? How are you?
I'm making it. I'm lounging with my feet up right now. I'm lounging with my feet up, you know?
All right, relaxing and maxing. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Big Dallas, let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
You know what's your fetish?
My fetish?
Your fetish?
My pet peeve, yo, if you got pretty shoes, pretty feet, man. That's a must for me, man. If you borderline, and you got some pretty ass feet and pretty ass shoes, then that's going to take you over the top. That's going to take you right over the top.
Okay, wow. So hold up. So you got to have the shoes to match the feet.
Oh, hell yeah. This shit can't wear no raggedy ass shit on.
All right, now hold on. Does it matter if it's high heels, low heels, stiletto?
Oh, no. It got to be a heel, a stiletto, and open toe. I got to see the pretty feet, man. Got to see the pretty feet.
Oh, so she got to be making her way on the stripper bill with the stilettos, huh?
Well, she ain't got to make the stripper bill, but goddamn, you can be close to it, though. You got to be close to it, though. Well, that'll do it for me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I look at. And that'll tell you what she's about. If she has done and done right, that's going to tell you how she is, you know, normally. You know what I'm saying? She's a clean woman. She's a nice woman. She's upkept. You know what I'm saying? That's going to tell you all about her. Same way women look at you, So she'll see a man, she'll look dead at his feet, see what kind of shoes he got on.
You're absolutely right about that, brother. Now, let me ask you a question. Like, do you use anything on the feet? Like, some people use whipped cream, some people use syrup. Do you just take it plain? Let our radio listeners know.
I got a few tricks up my sleeve. There's a whipped cream that's alcohol infused. So as you use the whipped cream, you're also drinking alcohol at the same time.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Also, I like for a woman to suck on the joint with some Pop Rocks. That is the ultimate, kid. You ain't had that done before. You must try that out, player. You must try that out.
Wait, Dallas, because, yo, you just hit the lines up with that Pop Rock. Hold on a second. Let them know what Pop Rocks are, for those who don't know.
For those that don't know, growing up back in the days, it was a candy, little rocks. You put them in your mouth. When you put them in your mouth and they get wet moisture, they start popping off. Pop, pop, pop. Get your joint done with some of them Pop Rocks in your mouth, kid. You might propose. I'm trying to tell you, kid, you might fucking propose.
Now, let me tell you something real quick. Now, you know, no bullshit, brother. Listen, you're going to have a lot of people running up to the candy store right now. Like a Pop Rock. To be like, yo, honey, yo, listen, I need you to try this real quick.
Yo, ultimate, kid. That is the fucking ultimate.
And my callers out there, I want you to know something. Dallas is talking straight from the heart with this. Yo, I mean, I have never heard of the Pop Rock thing. Now, the whipped cream, I know pretty much about because, you know, they got the different flavors with the liqueur in it and everything else. But the Pop Rock, listen, brother, I think tonight you took the cake on the calls with the Pop Rock. But the peanut butter was interesting. But hold on.
I heard the peanut butter, but I got disconnected. So I wanted to get on it and holler at her with that damn peanut butter shit there.
I know, yo, she kind of got me too, bro. She got me too.
That was a change of events for me. I ain't never heard that one before, kid. I heard whipped cream, syrup, and all that
like
shit.
Peanut butter. I'm like, yo, unbelievable.
Yeah, the syrup is a kicker too. The syrup is a kicker too.
Okay. Well, Alice, I thank you for tuning in with your boy Picasso. Yo, listen, hold up. I want to give a shout out to Pop Rocks. Shout out to Pop Rocks for my man Dallas. Yo, D, it's a pleasure that you call in. Thank you.
Same
so
here,
much.
Brother. I'll be checking in with you on every Wednesday to see how you doing, player.
Listen, when you call in, I'm gonna make sure you get the love you need, bro.
All right, my man.
All right, y'all. That was Dallas on the line with your boy Picasso. You know, listen, wow, Pop Rocks. You gotta like that. You got to like that. Once again, this is your host, Picasso, from the committee. I'm going to give a little shout-out right now in between this little intermission I got. I want to shout out my special guest, D-Rap from Civil Back Entertainment. Another shout-out to Copa Kai from In the Hood Entertainment, Buck Rogers from Hysteria. Shout-out to the committee. Also, GQ Palace, all employees, shout-out to y'all. We're going to do what to do. Hopefully, you know, we can find some Pop Rocks in the, you know, stash somewhere. But this is your boy Picasso. Tune in to GQ Palace Radio, where we be doing Love Fantasies every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. So I need y'all to check in and give your boy some love. And when y'all call in, don't forget, you got to hit the one button. You got to hit the one button. But right now, you know, it's about that time, people. Got to be signing off. But before we go anywhere, before we do anything, once again, tonight's topics. Let's see. Matter of fact, I'm going to switch it up. Sheila, are you online?
I am. I'm online. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing very good. Very good. Now, hold on. Now, I know you got a request. I know you got a request. So before I get to that, my special guest, D-Rav, and all the listeners out there would like to know, what is your fetish?
Actually, I don't have a fetish, but I do have a song on my heart that I would like to hear.
Okay, okay. Well, matter of fact, you know what? And here at GQ Powers, we are definitely for our listeners. So if you don't mind me asking, what song would you like to hear?
This May Be Heaven by Brainstorm.
All right. All right. You know what? Just for you, from your boy Picasso for showing him the love, we're going to make sure that gets to you, not now, but right now. And I want to thank you for calling in and tuning in with your boy Picasso, my special guest D-Rath here on GQ Palace Blog Talk Radio.
Thank
you. So, I'm going to put that request on for you. Here it is. This is a request from Miss Sheila, and this is It Must Be Heaven by Brainstorm.
hell, baby, baby.
This must be heaven.
More than I can see. You know, girl, you know.
Tonight, so please tune in next week. You will not want to miss my show. It will get heated here in the studio. And I want to thank my special guest tonight, D-Rod, for coming out.
Anytime, anytime, man. You know, it's a pleasure to come down, you know, and find out every woman's fetish at GQ Radio.
All right, all right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, we're going to end the show. Thank all my callers for tuning in. Thank you for all my listeners for calling up and letting us know. You know, we want to hear what your thoughts and your views are. And here at Love Fantasies, we're trying to make all your love fantasies come true. So we're going to end the show right now with Keisha Cole, Falling Out of Love. Well, actually, wait, we have one more caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller? Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Oh, wow.
Before we get up out of here, you're going to be my last caller for the night. What is your fetish? Are you there with me? Caller? I think I lost the caller. Oh, Chantel, are you there? Okay, Chantel, I need you to come a little closer to the phone for me, love. Chantel? Okay, I guess I lost Chantel. Like I said, tune in every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on GQ Radio. This is where we will be heating it up. Now, I would give up next week's topic, but we're not going to do that. So you got to stay tuned and listen. And trust me, you don't want to miss next week's topic. You trust me, you don't want to miss next week's topic. So from 8 to 9 o'clock, tune in to GQ Palace Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to say goodnight here from the studio. We want to thank all our callers, all our listeners. We want to just make sure that you know that every Wednesday night is a love fantasy night with your boy, your host, Picasso. Have a good one.
What we had was a happy home.